Here comes Palatich up right wing. Caught by Lucius. Cilia now. Backside pass for Fitzgerald. Goes off his stick and over his head. DeSaint Fowl goes to get it now out to the left point. Palatich. Swings it right side to Lucius. Steps towards the dot. Lucius low right. Cross ice pass to the left circle. Brought down by Cilia. Good stick. Cilia top of the left ring. Cilia still looking. Backside open man. DeSaint Fowl. It's loose off the stick of Fitzgerald. Down and out is Eberle. Puck behind the net. DeSaint Fowl finds Cilia. Straight away Palatich. Tees one up off the left arm of Eberle. And then he covers. And a whistle stops play. 11:16 to go in the third. 1-1 left on the power play for the Badgers, who lead 3-1.
That was pretty. That was once they saw that the offside man, top forward, I should say, in the killing the box for Ohio State, dropped down. That made Cruz or Cilia wide open for a cross-ice pass. Recognized the play, got a good shot off. Nice to see.
Yep. I mentioned that Big Ten attendance record set at the 2022 Big Ten championship game at Mariucci. Michigan beat Minnesota that night in front of 10,774. Here, 10,837 on hand. Watching Wisconsin lead 3-1. Tassi with a blast. A one-timer set up by Bantle. Right toe save made by Eberle. 50 seconds left on the power play. My favorite kind of power play, Ian, is win the faceoff, pass the puck, and put the puck on the net. Right? Shoot, shoot, shoot.
Pass, pass, shot.
Yep. Here's Lodge behind his own net, settling things down. And now Daniel Lodge will get some work on the power play with Dexheimer in the box. Finley across the line. Drops it back to Lodge. Looks right. Finds an open man. Bantle shoots one low. Redirected by Lindmark. Stopped by Eberle. Loose puck. Still right in front of the crease. And on his belly, he's able to cover quickly. Bantle got his stick in late. Bricky wants a piece of him. Tassi being the peacemaker here.
That would be a heavyweight bout. Carson Bantle and Scooter Bricky. That would be a good one.
Badgers power play has looked much, much better here tonight. Getting pucks and bodies to the net. Up to 33 shots on goal for the Badgers here this evening. They've got 11 already in this period with 10:39 left to play. Trying to add to a 3-1 lead. And it's helped that the Buckeyes at times have lost their cool. Face off, Fitzgerald won it and right through the low slot to the far corner, and then Riley Hughes able to pitch fork it out to center. Badgers go to get it and onside. Cilia with it. Double team. Got a pass through to DeSaint Fowl. Drop pass Fitzgerald. Good poke check by Guzzo.
Back.
And Palatich hustling back. So is Cruz Lucius on the back check. Onside. Shorthanded Klee. Back down low left. Guzzo couldn't handle the pass. Bad pass by DeSaint Fowl. Put it in front of his net. And then Cilia accidentally taps it around McClellan and in. That'll be a shorthanded goal. Beg your pardon. An even strength goal for Ohio State. An own goal for the Badgers. It's now a 3-2 Wisconsin advantage with 10:13 left.
Well, sloppy play will end up in sloppy play. You'll notice that the three forwards did not back check with any authority whatsoever. And I think it may have even been David Cilia who punched it into his own net.
So the puck was thrown at the net by DeSaint Fowl. A Buckeye got his stick on the puck. And then it went to McClellan towards his, between his pads, and actually squirted through. And so the puck was laying in the paint behind McClellan, and Cilia tried to pull it free, but when he reached for it, he actually knocked it in his own net. The goal will be given to Patrick Guzzo at 9:47.
There were only four Ohio State players out on the ice until the penalty was over, but couple back-checking forwards for Wisconsin, not doing their job by any stretch of the imagination.
Unassisted for Patrick Guzzo, eighth goal of the year. This game ain't over, folks. It's 3-2, halfway through the third. Mellenbacher, left circle pass to Scholl, back to the net. Puts it behind the cage for Stramel. Stramel now low left. Oh, he splits a pair of Buckeyes. He's open, doesn't know it. Now he shoots one low and missed the net. Well, he didn't look at the net for a couple of seconds, even though he was wide open in the slot. Now put in front. Oh, Stream with a backhand attempt. Didn't get through. Taken by Ohio State's Wise. Patient with a puck. And finds Brent Johnson. Wisconsin leads 3-2, 9:25 left here in the third. Here's Wise now. The Madison kid shoots one low. Stick save made by McClellan back behind the net. Horbach whips it around but not out. Carfagna, DDD pass, Bricky. He sets, puts one towards the front of the cage off Montez. Now Cassidy off the left wing wall. He blasted one through the slot, nowhere near the cage. Scholes tries to move it to the corner, and now pitching it to the near wall is Whitelaw, getting it out from in front of the Badgers' net. Buckeyes have picked up their physicality now. Good tap pass Scholes to the stick of Horbach. That will allow the Badgers to break out. Lindmark looking for Whitelaw. Nice sauce pass. Whitelaw comes in. Deep backhand. And Everly with a big stop with his right pad. Oh, good pass by Lindmark to Whitelaw.
Beautiful pass. And that's the guy you want to have his puck in his stick, on his stick, and that's Whitelaw. And I'm assuming that the goaltender anticipated he was going to deke.
Dexheimer a little bit off balance. Puck slides into the Wisconsin zone near side. Cassidy after it. Tried to cycle down low for Burnside. No luck. Whitelaw throws it to center ice. Bantel with it. Mishandled it. And now the Badgers' Palatichuk taps back to Dexheimer. 8:18 to go in the third. The Badgers leading by one. Dexheimer skates into the attacking zone. To the corner he goes. Then in falls down. And there to pick up the loose puck, Holiday. Fights through a check from Finley. Hands off Dunlap. They're onside. Smith shoots one low. Stick save made by McClellan. Smith keeps it alive. To the corner it goes. Buckeyes need a change, though, and the Badgers' Dexheimer with it. Advance to Bantle. Up to the red line. Protects the puck. Tries to get it deep. Not a lot on it. Theo Wahlberg now with it. Played youth hockey at AIK in Stockholm, where William Grama, the Badgers' backup goaltender, played for a number of years. Wahlberg's good-looking young defenseman. Puck near the Badger line. Taken by Scholes. Out to center. DeSaint Foul trying to hip Guzzo away from the puck. Instead, Gordon able to nudge it deep into the Wisconsin end. Mike Vorlicki goes to get it. 7:25 left. Lead feed DeSaint Foul. Bouncing pass. Couldn't connect with it. And Wisconsin has iced the puck. 7:22 left in the third. It's a 3-2 Badgers lead. Will Mike Hastings use his timeout here after the icing or not?
This line's only been out there for about 25 seconds.
That DeSaint Foul, Lucius, and Cilia. And Cilia will take the faceoff right now against Dalton Messina. We'll get an ID here in a second. Faceoff one, McBrayer shot, stopped by McClellan. Loose puck to his left, and he's finally able to locate it in cover. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Timeout on the ice here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin clinging to a 3-2 lead over Ohio State. A 1 minute timeout. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Save big money on your fencing projects now at Menards. Add privacy and security to your home with AC2 pressure-treated pre-assembled wood fence panels. They're pressure-treated to protect from the elements and are pre-assembled for fast and easy installation. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fencing design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Explore all of our fencing options and check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, Wisconsin had a 3-1 lead and then made a mistake as Patrick Guzzo was credited with a goal that went off the stick of David Cillian in after the Badgers threw it in front of their own net. So the Buckeyes down one, offensive zone faceoff. Badgers are making this a little bit more difficult on themselves.
Yeah, if you're going to do something, you might as well make it hard.
Buckeyes win the draw. McBrayer's shot actually hit his teammate Cassidy. Messina flies over to pick up the puck left wing. Pass to McBrayer. Good stick by Wisconsin Simon Tassie. Forcing the Buckeyes back into their own end, and then they just ice the puck. Yes.
Good enough. Yeah, yeah. That's what happens when the puck goes off the boards and the forward for Ohio State was very scared of getting clobbered and doesn't get a stick on the puck to try and tip it in. So Hughes guilty of that. Badgers will take an offensive zone faceoff any day of the week.
It'll come to the left of Eberle, who won 25 games with the Green Bay Gamblers a year ago. Christopher Eberle. Lindmar to take the draw with Dalton Messina, who's had a nice fifth year for the Buckeyes. Lindmar leans in, so does Messina. Puck goes to the corner. Johnson tried to backhand it out, gets some help from Messina out to center. Hughes then wipes out Dexheimer. Ohio State with a puck and a tough angled shot by Messina, stopped by McClellan. The Badgers, Horvath now with it up through center ice, working wide right, back behind the net. Jack Horvath ran into another Buckeye. Johnson falls down on the seat of his pants. Badgers have it. Palatichuk, Dexheimer now. He shoots one, missed the net off the end boards. Reached for it, Lindmark, but his backhand attempt goes to the far corner. Following up, Lindmark poked it free for himself. Lindmark, left wing pass, Palatichuk. Walks down to the hash marks and feathers it behind the net. That's where Johnson bumps it off now for Wise. Fights through the stick check of Sawyer Scholl, and it's thrown out to center ice, and Wisconsin's Lodge has it there. He headmans off a skate. The linesman in the way, too. Shoulder to shoulder goes Deck Hut and Whitelaw for Wisconsin. Puck loose at center, and Montez has it. This kid's been dangerous here this weekend, but he's heading for a change. Deck Hut with it. Spins it down to the corner. The defenseman, Carfagna. On him, Fitzgerald. Carfagna sweeps it back behind the net. Lodge played it far side, taken there by Holiday. Watch out for him. Finley on him and whack the back of his stick, and the puck goes all the way back into the Ohio State zone. 5:40 left in the third. A 3-2 Wisconsin lead. Lead feed to center. Burnside finds Holiday, and he tried to snap off a pass cross ice to Gilden, who was flying down the right wing, but it was deflected, and then a whistle and offside on Ohio State. 5:31 left in the third.
That's one of the reasons that I'm a big fan of Christian Fitzgerald. Not only did he come flying back to be the third man, but he just went to the open man right away. There was two-on-two on the far side with the two defensemen, Lotch and Kerr, and then the next thing you know, bingo, there's a wide-open guy, and Fitzy was able to catch him.
Buckeyes won the faceoff. It looked like they iced the puck. No whistle. And now Wisconsin counters. Cilio, lob pass ahead to Lucius. He'll backhand it far side. DeSaint Foul settles and looks. Right circle Cilio. No place to shoot. Now he'll put one in front, hoping to hit Lucius. And went off the stick of Bricky. He lifts it out to center. Zach Scholes for the Badgers. Freshman defenseman. Pass made it through to Lucius. Lucius stick handling, shovels it ahead now to DeSaint Foul. He'll send it deep. Badgers will get a change. Under 5 minutes left in regulation, a 3-2 Wisconsin lead. Goals by Fitzgerald, Cilia, and Kerr. Now Bantle steals it center, and he'll dump it down in. He'll chase it down, or at least attempt to, but Wahlberg's got the puck. Bantle standing in front of Eberle, who's looking at him face to face. Did you see that? Eberle went up into the face of Bantle, like almost trying to get into a stare down with Bantle, and now Ohio State just iced the puck. 4:35 to go here in the third.
I'm going to say something I've never said in all my years.
Make sure it's clean, Ian.
It was very, very clean. We had a goalie who the guy stood right in front of him and looked him right in the eye.
Yeah.
And our goalie very nonchalantly said, "You have pretty blue eyes." And the kid didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
It was just hilarious.
Sure. That is funny.
Oh, my Lord, oh, Lord.
After conversing, the referees determined that Ohio State didn't ice the puck. Instead, they'll drop it at center. Headman pass by Palatichuk off a stick or two. Bantle will chase it down in the Buckeye zone where he meets Wahlberg in the process. Bantle still battling, chipped off his stick. McBrayer leans in on Tassie, spins around to the near side. Mellenbacher, good work by Owen, put it towards the front of the net, off the stick of Tassie. Backhand shot, tough angle below the goal line. Eberle had to stop that. Out to the point, Dexheimer banks it off the end boards, chopped at, and it squirts through the low slot to the near side, and Riley Hughes will skate ahead for Ohio State. Fanned at the attempt to dump it in, then ran into Tassie, fell down, and the Badgers take the puck from him. And then Palatichuk couldn't get it deep. He flubbed it with a backhand. Lead feed, look out, partial break for Holiday if he can reach it. He does, little backhand, one-hand shot that McClellan able to get his pads together with. Holiday was running out of gas, and the puck was too far ahead of him for him really to take it to the net.
And it's not that he had another speed anyway.
No, Holiday is not known for his speed, but boy, is he a heck of a hockey player. And he's noticeable out there, not just because of his size, just the way he makes things happen. And he's got the puck right now. Runs under Sawyer's shoulder, but still possesses until he lost it to Anthony Kerr. 3:20 to go in the third. 3-2 Wisconsin lead. A 100-foot shot by Wahlberg on goal that McClellan able to cover. And then a home run pass by Kerr trying to hit DeSane foul, stretching out the defense. But he iced the puck. Not necessary there. Defensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers. 3:10 to go in the third. It's 3-2 Wisconsin.
The little emotion shown by the crowd here was when Jack Horbach put Theo Wahlberg almost into his own bench.
Yeah.
It was a good hit after the play. It was a solid hit. It was a clean hit.
Steve Rolick talking with referee Andrew Brueggemann right now. Not sure why. And now Brueggemann's going to go talk to his partner, Sean Fernandez. And something's happening here. Oh, Ohio State challenging the previous play for a potential
hit.
Major penalty. So Wahlberg got hit right in front of the Buckeyes bench, and the Buckeyes could see it plain as day. So they're challenging, and maybe we'll get a break here with 3:10 to go in the third. Wisconsin leading by the score of 3-2.
Well, I saw the end of the play. The puck had already gone by, and Wahlberg had tipped it in or made the pass. I'm not 100% sure. But the fact of the matter being is that Horbach really laid the lumber to him or laid it on him.
We're going to get a look at video replay.
Ooh, I can't see it. As soon as he...
Yeah, he released the pass, and then Horbach went upstairs.
Went up high, elbow up to the head area or neck area.
Up into the face mask of Wahlberg.
But there was nothing called on the initial play.
So this is either a major or no penalty at all. Jack Horbach, who likes to stir the pot a little bit. We've had a couple of different views. Now we've got a third angle. Horbach goes up high, and you just can't see if there's contact of the head. I think you could assume that contact of the head was coming, but I haven't seen a replay to show that there was actual contact to the head.
His elbows would have had to come up pretty high because Wahlberg's 6'5".
Yep.
And Jack Horbach is 5 foot nothing, whatever you want to call it. But
another angle.
Yeah, he went up high.
He went up high. But Wahlberg, when he put the puck on net, he actually had the shaft of his stick up by his chin to protect himself as Horbach was coming. And then there was contact, but we're waiting to see what the referees determine. This is huge here. 3:10 to go in the third. Wisconsin leads 3-2. If this is a five-minute major, the Buckeyes go on the power play for the rest of regulation.
Yeah, that could be an issue, especially when one of your premier penalty killers is one of the guys that's going to take that five-minute major if he gets it.
And again, the referees can't assume anything. But they're looking at video replay to try to determine if there was head contact and if it warrants a five-minute major. Hey, listen to coverage of the NCAA Championships on the Varsity Network app, powered by Learfield. Fans can hear Westwood One's exclusive national coverage along with most schools' broadcast through a multicast option. Here we go. No major penalty. So Ohio State challenged, used its timeout, no major penalty. There's no argument from the Buckeyes coaching staff led by Steve Rolick. So a break for the Badgers. And again, all I could say was the referees would have to assume there was contact.
Correct.
There was no video replay to show that Horbach actually made contact with Wahlberg's head. Now, Christopher Eberle, the goaltender, is standing between the hash marks in front of his own net. Steve Rolick ready to motion him to the bench for an extra attacker, but not yet. Puck is loose in the Wisconsin zone. Guzzo with it, defended by Kerr. Steps around Kerr to the right wing and Bricky. Spins it back behind the net, out of the reach of Holiday. After it was Dexheimer. Tried to jam it past Wahlberg, who pinched down the wall. Now Lodge and Holiday battling. Puck kicked out to the point. Wahlberg, right side Bricky. Bricky, 12 goals for Bricky this season. Hands off Wahlberg, open right wing. Comes in, shoots one. He went far post and missed the net. Off the corner and all the way down. And Ohio State has emptied its net for an extra attacker. 2.5 minutes left here in regulation. A 3-2 Wisconsin lead. Buckeyes have won three in a row from the Badgers. if they can rally here and knock him off again, it would knock Wisconsin out of the playoffs. And now a steal by Wisconsin's Tassie. Here comes Lucius. Partial break. Empty net. He'll score. And the Badgers force a game three.
Yeah, that's kind of the guy that I would want to have the puck on his stick if he was being back-checked. Cruz Lucius could. There's a 99% chance he wasn't going to miss that empty net. Let's put it that way. But good turnover for Wisconsin's benefit at the blue line. Kind of some sloppy play on the breakout by Ohio State. Results in an empty net goal. Feels good.
Cruz Lucius' 13th goal of the season, an empty netter at 17:46. Simon Tassie able to poke it ahead for Lucius to beat the Buckeyes defense down the ice. For Tassie, a second helper. It's a 4-2 Wisconsin lead. 2 minutes left in regulation. May have been a bit premature with my goal call for
Ultimatum
Lucius.
Ultimatum statement.
Fitzgerald steals behind the net. Pressured by Johnson. Stick handling with the puck. Fitzgerald lost handle. And now the Buckeyes have it. Needing two to tie. Puck lifted out to center. Went off this right hand of one of the Badgers. Lodge plays it. No whistle for a hand pass.
No, because of the Ohio State player.
Must have touched it at some point.
Must have touched it.
Yep.
I'll assume.
The Buckeyes dump it in. Lodge after it. Montez trying to take it from behind. Cannot. Spins around to the far side. Cilia. Eberle started crawling out of his net, but he's going to stay put for now. And then it's Scarfagna back to the Badger line. Lodge takes it there up to the Buckeyes line, and Finley dumps it in. 1:13 to go in regulation. A 4-2 Wisconsin lead now. Badgers kept the door open for Ohio State for a little while here before Cruz Lucius is empty netter. Dexheimer misfires on a headman pass. Icing on Wisconsin. 59.3 seconds to play.
Well, Ohio State's got nothing to lose now with just a minute left in the game. Offensive zone faceoff.
Yep.
Eberle will make his way to the bench, and they have been very good off the draw. Ohio State has, percentage-wise at least.
Yeah, they've won 38 of 60 faceoffs so far. Guzzo to take the draw. He's won 14 of 21 and wins another. It's Wise below the goal line. Holiday thought about passing, but getting in his way. Dexheimer, puck goes to the corner. Then Holiday far side. What a great save by McClellan. Moving right, stoning Wise. Badgers still lead by two. Kyle McClellan tonight. 35 saves and couple dozen of them have been marvelous. That was fantastic. Read the play, moved right, Wise wide open, and couldn't finish because of Kyle McClellan. Long range shot, that's blocked down. McClellan trying to locate. Dexheimer pins it against the end boards. 21 seconds to play in regulation. 4-2 Wisconsin. Battle behind the net. Holiday taken down by Pallotta. Chuck Guzzo steps to the right of the cage and tried to stuff it in.
Jesus.
No luck, though, and then Wisconsin couldn't clear it down. Bricky's got it. 7 seconds. Rink wide, center ice, bouncing puck. That'll do it. So 10,837 fans come to their feet and applaud the fifth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers, who did not play well last night, played better tonight, and will have to play well again tomorrow night to knock Ohio State out and advance in the Big Ten tournament. 4-2 the final score here tonight behind the goaltending of Kyle McClellan.
But they, to be honest, they're just feeling very happy about the fact that they have the opportunity to play in a third game.
So the Badgers beat Ohio State and improved to 26-10-2. The Buckeyes fall to 13-19-4. Wisconsin 4, Ohio State 2. One more game to determine the quarterfinal winner of this series in the Big Ten playoffs. Badger Hockey brought to you by Menards, a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Menards reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Back in a moment, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Well, the Badgers, 1-1 after one, score twice in the second. Anthony Kerr's power play goal at 7:02 proves to be the game winner. Wisconsin knocks off Ohio State 4-2. Final shots on goal for the hockey game. Actually, in the third period, final shots on goal 15-13 in favor of Wisconsin. So the Badgers with 37 shots on goal tonight. Ohio State had 39, but Kyle McClellan stopping 14 shots in that third period, and he finishes the evening.
Yeah, they put the pedal to the metal.
37 saves, right?
Ohio State put the pedal to the metal, and there were some golden opportunities. And you know, when you think about what a fluke their second goal was Kyle just letting the puck dribble between his legs, and then Cilia actually poking it in. He was flawless. I mean, he was that good, to say the least.
Christopher Eberle ends with 33 saves. The Badgers 4-2 victors here tonight and force a game three in their first-round Big Ten playoff series. Our postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Along with Ian Perrin, Brian Posick here. Wisconsin knocks off Ohio State 4-2 and forces a third and decisive game in their first round Big Ten playoff series. It'll be played tomorrow at 5 o'clock Central Time. We'll be on the air at 4:30 on the Badgers Sports Network. A needed win here for the Badgers. Not must needed, because had things not gone their way, they were still going to the NCAA tournament. But it's always fun to continue to play meaningful hockey and maybe win a Big Ten championship down the line. But that's where tomorrow now comes in after today's game. But the Badgers were so much better tonight. Still had some issues. But better tonight than they were last night, for sure.
They were better. Kyle McClellan was better. Yeah. I think their power play, once they saw how easy it was for Ohio State to score in that one power play there, had realized what was open and what was given to them. And, yes, the power play was a factor in tonight's game, but the fact that they were able to win a lot of loose pucks in the boards and out into the front or get back to the defenseman, I thought that was the difference in the game, no questions asked.
All right, let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar.
I'm going to make you mad, aren't I?
No, you won't. It's okay.
Well, okay.
You go right ahead. Whatever you need to do.
Yeah. Number three star, I gave to two people. So there. Simon Tassie,
yeah.
Two assists.
Okay.
And big-time plays on both of those assists. Cruz Lucius, goal and two assists. And he's only the third star.
Wow.
That says something for everybody who's ahead of him.
Sure.
Number two star, Kyle McClellan. A gazillion saves, most of them point blank. Some of them from, I don't know where he got from side of the net to the other on several of those, especially on the deflections. But comes away with the win. 4-2 win in a situation where there was a lot of pressure for short periods of time by Ohio State, and he was equal to the task. And, of course, the mayor, future mayor of Winnipeg, Anthony Kerr, with the power play goal that ended up being the game-winning goal. And, and your comment at the end of it when he scored was, whoa. Never seen that unit out there on the power play before.
No, Mellenbacher set him up. But Anthony Kerr, playing in his 129th career game, scores his fourth career goal, and it was his first career game-winning goal. So congratulations.
That'll work.
To Anthony Kerr. Three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Wisconsin wins here tonight 4-2. I should also mention with Kyle McClellan, the 37 saves, you know, his goals against average may go up just a 10. His save percentage will likely go up too. But with that win, Kyle now with 24 wins this season. He has tied Dwayne Dirksen and Jim Carrey for fifth place for the most victories in a single season by a goaltender. Dwayne Dirksen, Jim Carrey, and Kyle McClellan, all with 24 wins in a single season. That's fifth best in program history. Badgers win tonight 4-2. Our energizing performance of the game coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
This men's hockey season, Exact Sciences and others will light the lamp for Ringo. For every goal the Badgers score, a donation of $21 will be made in honor of Rob Andringa to fight colorectal cancer. Four goals tonight, 125 goals this season for the Badgers. That's $2,625 and more. If you're 45 or older, please get screened. It can save your life. And if you'd like to donate on behalf of Rob Andringa to fight colorectal cancer, please go to givebutter.com/Ringo. Badgers win tonight 4-2 and force a Game 3 in their first-round Big Ten playoff series. Head coach Mike Hastings downstairs. Mike, congratulations. Your club better tonight than last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. Thanks, fellas. You know what? Emotional swings both ways. I thought the guys stuck with it. You know what? They were rewarded for their stick-to-itiveness tonight. I thought our power play was a difference maker for us, and so were our best players. You know what, David Cillier put his imprint on the game, as did Cruz Lucius, and Matty D. St. Fowl, I thought, played well. Simon Tassi, a big game out of him. And we needed everybody. I love the way old Owen Mellenbacher's going, too. Cool. He's starting to really come into his own, and that goes without saying our goaltender. I thought he was fantastic tonight.
I'm nominating you for Coach of the Year for putting Anthony Kerr out on the power play.
He slid out there.
Wait a minute.
He slid out there.
He just snuck out there.
Nader looked at me and he says, "You drew that one up, Mellenbacher to Kerr?"
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. I was laughing up here like you wouldn't believe, but give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? You hopefully guys can be comfortable enough to go out and make some plays, and I thought that was a big-time play by Melly and then a big-time finish by one of our leaders.
Yeah, Anthony, only his fourth career goal and his first game-winning goal in 129 collegiate games. So good for him. You know, the way you started out, Mike, you had a great A opportunities left and right, and they weren't going in. And you mentioned the stick-to-itiveness. It would have been easy for them to just say, oh, boy, this isn't going to be our night again. This is going to be hard.
It's hard this time of the year. It just is. And I'm proud of the way the guys bounced back. And again, just staying with it. And they were rewarded for that. I thought, like I said, I thought our power play, not letting that clear happen and be able to keep the puck in the zone and then making a play, backdoor to Tassi or backdoor to Fitzy.
Yep.
And yeah, you need those guys to be difference makers, and tonight they were.
boy, and then, you know, Ohio State down two gets a bounce. And then, you know, things could have tumbled there, too. You spoke last night about the frustration hitting your players when things weren't going well. Did you sense any of that when that happened?
You know what? I didn't. You knew they were going to make a push.
Yeah.
And, you know, that one goes in. And I just think, you know, Kyle McClellan really showed himself there. Because there's a lot of goaltenders that might have got a little rattled by that. Not him. He made a couple of four-bell saves. You know, they end up pulling the goaltender and getting an opportunity, but I just like the way we managed it.
Yeah, Big Ten tournament record, 10,837 on hand here tonight. Ten tournament record in anywhere. It doesn't matter where it is. It was set here tonight. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, as I've told you guys before, this place is special because they come, and that's what makes it special. And we needed it tonight. I thought we drew energy off that group, and they've been doing that for us all year, and I hope a bunch of them will come back tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to rest up, too. Another quick turnaround. Three games in 3 days isn't easy, Mike.
No, it's something the guys haven't had to go through, and so, you know, a lot of mental management, but right now it's more the physical of getting cooled down, getting some nutrition, some water, and then making sure we get as much rest as we can before we strap it on again tomorrow.
All right, you do the same. Thanks for your time. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
You're good.
Head coach Mike Hastings joining us here on the postgame show. Wisconsin, a 4-2 victory. You want to do the energizing performance of the game here?
Can you have any idea what it might be?
I don't know.
Actually, I chose two of them.
Oh.
The first energizing performance of the game was the disallowed goal.
Yeah.
I thought that just changed the whole tide of the game. It just went from one to the other.
Yeah, Wahlberg, it was a rebound goal that looked like Wisconsin's 3-1 lead was going to be 3-2, but they washed that out. We'll get to that in a moment. We're going to go downstairs and talk with our star of the game, Anthony Kerr, who gets his first collegiate game-winning goal in his 129th career game. Congratulations, Anthony, for you and for your team. That was a big win tonight.
Yeah, that was a big win. Thank you, Brian. Just happy we could get the job done tonight.
Yeah, you know, it was a rough one last night. What was different tonight for you guys?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's one where everyone comes into the room after the game yesterday. Everyone knows that wasn't our standard. Kind of just have to look ourselves in the mirror. Wake up, you know, it's playoffs, so it's a series. Wake up the next day and just really take it to them this time.
Yeah, you certainly did that. Mike Hastings was saying a moment ago that you snuck out there for the power play. Is that true?
Hey, maybe. I heard my number was called.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I don't know if Coach knew that, but I know Nader said it. So.
Okay, all right. That's all that matters. But what a great feeling that was, and a heck of a pass, too, by Owen Mellenbacher to kind of take us through that play.
Yeah, for sure. That was all Melly. I was just kind of finding some open ice. Obviously, they're still a man down, so I've got some more room. And then kind of just found that seam, and Melly made a heck of a pass and kind of just focused on connecting with the puck. And, luckily it went in the back of the net.
You know, one of your biggest fans in the building is sitting next to me right now, Ian Perrin. He wants to talk to you.
Ian. You know that after you scored that game-winning goal, they opened up Highway 1 between Brandon and Winnipeg because they've got 14 inches of snow. They were like, celebrate. Let's go get the snow plows out in honor of Anthony Kerr's power play goal.
That's awesome.
You know, it was a nice win for you. You stay alive in the Big Ten tournament. Now you've got to turn around quick and play three games in 3 days. But, you know, you guys have kind of been built for this since you started summer workouts, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we know we've played this team enough. They've played us. We all know kind of the X's and O's. Now it's just going to come down to that mentality and that fitness. And, you know, I'm taking our group any day.
And it could come down to goaltending, and I'm guessing you'll take your goaltender any day too?
Exactly that, yep.
Yeah, he's been amazing, hasn't he? I don't know if you can put it into words for us, Anthony.
Yeah, I really can't. It's just like, it's honestly a feeling when you're out there. You just know he's behind you, and got to do our best job to limit the chances. But, I mean, he's been stellar for us.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations on the win. Get some rest. We'll see you tomorrow.
Appreciate it, Brian. Thank you, guys.
You're good.
You're welcome. All right. Anthony Kerr, star of the game here tonight. Game-winning goal, the first of his collegiate career. Badgers win 4-2. So the energizing performance of the game.
Well
the goal being washed out, right?
And then the second one. when he snuck out on the ice unannounced by the coaching staff and just puts a bullet by. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are, you know, he's a senior. It's one of those things that you just dream about.
Yeah.
But I do agree with him in the sense that these teams know each other so well that game three is just going to be a chess match.
Yeah.
And as Mike Hastings said in the first game, we're in the playoffs now. Everybody knows everybody's secrets.
Right.
So this will just be who's in better condition, who's got better scores, who's got better discipline, all of those factors that you just can't put into a practice time.
Sure. We've got highlights coming up, scores from around the country as well. Wisconsin knocks off Ohio State 4-2 to force a third and decisive game in the first-round Big Ten playoff series. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin knocks off Ohio State by the final score of 4-2 to force the third and final game of this Big Ten playoff series. Again, 5 o'clock faceoff tomorrow night, pregame at 4:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Trying to get some scores here the best we can, and I think I've got everything that we're going to need here. And let's move along. Let's start with the Wisconsin women who tonight upset. They knocked off top-ranked Ohio State 6-3. The Badgers ranked second in the country. They played the top-ranked team in the country and beat the Buckeyes 6-3. Really wasn't that close. Layla Edwards and Casey O'Brien both had 2 goals and 4 points. Freshman goaltender Ava McNaughton with 30 saves. The Badgers improved to 33-5 and win their 10th WCHA playoff championship. They're headed to the NCAA tournament and will be hosting a regional next Thursday and Saturday, March 14th and 16th. Game times to be announced, but Wisconsin will actually have a first-round bye and then play on Saturday. Selection Sunday for the NCAA Women's Hockey Tournament tomorrow at 11 a.m. on ESPN News, so you can watch and find out where the Badgers are, who the Badgers are going to play. But they will be at Laban Arena to start the NCAA tournament. Tickets will go on sale Monday morning. By the way, the Frozen Four, March 22nd and 24th, a Friday, Sunday in Durham, New Hampshire. Sticking with the NCAA tournament on the women's side, the top-ranked team in Division III, UW-River Falls, beat defending national champion Gustavus Adolphus 2-1 today in the NCAA quarterfinals and advanced to the Frozen Four for the sixth time in program history. Madison Laverne had the game-winning goal for the Falcons, who improved to 29-0, and Prairie du Sac native former Madison Capital Jordan O'Connor with 19 saves. So UW-River Falls off to the Division III Frozen Four. Meanwhile, on the men's side in the NCAA Division III tournament, UW-Stevens Point lost to Adrian tonight, 4-0 the final score. The Pointers last won a national championship in 2019. Adrian just won one a couple of years ago, so Adrian advances to the quarterfinals next Saturday. Also, St. Norbert home against St. Olaf right now. It's 2-2 after two periods at the Cornerstone Community Center. St. Norbert, five-time national champs, last won it in 2018. Their head coach, Tim Coughlin, trying to get them back to the Frozen Four, which will be played this year in Hartford, Connecticut. All right, let's get to Division I hockey. Regular season continues in the NCHC. League champion North Dakota lost at Omaha last night and trails Omaha tonight 3-1 in the second period. Colorado College rallied to beat Denver last night, and the 4th-ranked Pioneers and 11th-ranked Tigers are scoreless in the first. Minnesota Duluth rallied for a wild overtime win over St. Cloud State last night, and then the Bulldogs beat the Huskies tonight 4-2, and that kind of damages St. Cloud's pairwise positioning. The Huskies were 14th when the weekend began. Also, Western Michigan swept Miami with a 6-1 victory. A regular season continues in Hockey East. Top-ranked BC leads Merrimack 5-3 in the third. Second-ranked BU over Vermont 6-1. Maine beat Massachusetts 4-3. New Hampshire has a 4-0 lead on Lowell in the third period. Northeastern and Providence a 3-3 tie. One non-conference game, too. Arizona State a 3-0 lead at Anchorage. That's in the first period of play. ECAC first round, Union shut out Brown 6-0. And RPI went to Clarkson and won tonight 3-2. Now in the CCHA, unfortunately, Ferris State's season is over. And I know Drew Famulak, your nephew, is an assistant coach for Ferris State. And they got shut out today at Bemidji State 4-0. So the Beavers, who won the McNaughton Cup as regular season champions, move on in the CCHA tournament.
Well, the other part about that is that Drew Famulak's son, Little Ian, is playing at St. Norbert, so at least he'll have some hockey to watch.
Right, sure. Minnesota State advanced in the CCHA tournament, swept Northern Michigan with a 3-1 victory. Michigan Tech advanced, swept Bowling Green, a 6-5 win for the Huskies tonight at McGinnis Student Ice Arena. And St. Thomas has forced a game three, knocking off Lake Superior State 4-2. They'll play game three tomorrow in St. Paul. In the Atlantic Hockey Association tournament, regular season champion RIT cruise past Robert Morris 5-1 to sweep that series. Holy Cross and Canisius in overtime tied at 1. Holy Cross won the opener last night. Niagara swept Sacred Heart with a 5-1 win. And Air Force, which lost at home last night, leads American International 2-0 in the first period of play. And then on to the Big Ten, where Notre Dame, which had a 2-goal lead last night, lost on the road to Michigan, led twice tonight at Yost Arena, but the Wolverines rally and beat the Fighting Irish 4-3. Gavin Brindley, the game-winning goal in the third period. T.J. Hughes had a pair of goals for the Maize and Blue, and Jake Barcheski with 25 saves. So Michigan advances to the semifinals, but the Wolverines don't know who they're going to play yet.
Yeah, that's exactly the case. And you get into a situation for me is if I hear the name Hughes at Michigan one more time, I think I'm going to throw up.
And TJ's no relation to the Hughes
that's
brothers.
That's the sad part of it.
But he's still a really, really good player.
He's really good.
Yeah, so Michigan could go to Michigan State next weekend since Michigan's the 4 seed, Michigan State the 1 seed. That's the way it would play out if Wisconsin gets the job done tomorrow night. And if Wisconsin beats Ohio State tomorrow night, the Badgers would host a Big Ten semifinal game next Sunday against Minnesota, which completed a first-round sweep, knocking off Penn State tonight 3-2, even though the Nittany Lions thoroughly dominated the final 40 minutes of that hockey game. But Aaron Hughlin snapped a 2-2 tie with about a minute to play. Justin Close with 44 saves. So Minnesota advances to the Big Ten semifinals. By the way, Notre Dame ends its season 15-19-2. The Irish lost 8 of their last 9 games. Penn State finished its season 15-18-3. So Michigan's alive for an NCAA tournament bid. Minnesota is definitely in. Michigan State is definitely in. Wisconsin's definitely in the national tournament. And Ohio State trying to keep its season alive. They'll try to do that tomorrow night.
Last gasp, whatever you want to call it. But neither game has Ohio State ever shown any chinks in their armor.
No.
Let's put it that way. They have played so well against the Badgers. I'm very impressed.
Yep. They've been battling for sure. We've got highlights coming up. Wisconsin knocks off Ohio State 4-2. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badgers, spring is right around the corner and so is the annual Crazy Legs Classic. Sign up today for the 8K run or 2-mile walk on April 27th and celebrate 175 years of UW-Madison. For more information and to register, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. That's CrazyLegsClassic.com. The annual Crazy Legs Classic, a Madison tradition unlike any other. Make sure you participate on April 27th.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Back here at the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin and Ohio State. Game 2 of a best-of-3 first-round Big Ten playoff series. Badgers not at all pleased with the way they played last night and wanted to make amends tonight, and they certainly did. Here are the plays of the game. Lucius with it, left wing, open, Cilia backside. Here's Fitzgerald. He tucks it in. Tic-tac-toe. Power play goal. Wisconsin leads 1-0. Lay it in the corner. Now he'll bump it out to the point, and Johnson. Ugh. Johnson sidesteps. DeSaint Fowl walks in. Backside left, and birdside stone by McClellan. Oh, what a fantastic save by Kyle McClellan. Just marvelous. DeSaint Fowl drops Lucius around behind his back. Backhand shot. Everly, great stop. Then batted to the far corner. Cilia goes to get it. There's a scramble in front of the net. Long-range shot knocked down. It's loose. Lucius can't reach it. Cilia does. He scores. And now with it, Mellenbacher, backside, open man, Care scores! Wow! How about that power play unit? Wahlberg again, Holiday, put it in front, ricocheting, oh, Kyle McClellan! He stopped it with his left arm, then it trickled free onto the goal line. The whistle blew prematurely. McClellan with a marvelous stop, diving back to his left. The puck then laid on the goal line. The referee somehow didn't see it, and he blew his whistle. The Badgers were going to be there first and maybe would have had a chance to clear, but my goodness, Kyle McClellan has been fantastic. If they can rally here and knock him off again, it would knock Wisconsin out of the playoffs. And now a steal by Wisconsin's Cassie. Here comes Lucius. Partial break. Empty net. He'll score. And the Badgers force a game three. And those are the calls of the game here tonight. The Badgers 4-2 victors over Ohio State. Christian Fitzgerald scored the first goal of the game, a power play goal from David Cilia and Cruz Lucius for Fitzgerald, his seventh of the year, 1-0 Wisconsin. But Ohio State got a power play goal with under a minute to play in the first. Madison native Thomas Weiss, his fourth of the year from Brent Johnson and Max Montez. It was 1-1 after one. The Badgers regained the lead second period at 3:52. David Cilia's ninth goal of the season from Lucius and Daniel Lodge. That made it 2-1. And then just a couple of minutes later, Badgers got a power play. Simon Tassi and Owen Mellenbacher set up Anthony Kerr for what proved to be the game-winning goal for Kerr's second goal this season, first ever game-winning goal. The Badgers had a 3-1 lead. Buckeyes didn't quit. They had 13 shots on goal in the third period, kept pushing. The Badgers helped them a little bit, pushed them along. A mistake in front of their own net and an own goal. Patrick Guzzo credited with the goal to cut the Badgers' lead to one, his eighth goal of the season at 9:47. But eventually, Cruz Lucius sealed the deal with an empty net goal at 17:44. Lucius is 13th of the year. Simon Tassi, the lone helper. That's your scoring right there. Ohio State, 39 shots on goal. Wisconsin had 37. The Badgers committed three penalties, 6 minutes. Ohio State, 6 for 12. Wisconsin won the special teams battle tonight, going 2 for 5 on the power play. Ian, 14 shots on goal in 8.5 minutes of power play hockey. That's the best power plays looked in a long time.
Yeah, it really is. And I think it's the difference in philosophy by Ohio State from last night